Back into another episode of the Daft on Draft podcast, and today we've got a mailbag. So we've scoured my Discord channel again. To become a member of the Discord channel, all you have to do is have a free subscription to the Daft on Draft Substack, daftondraft.football, and the invite code will be in that introductory email. We've gone to Dalton's Discord, and we've gone to social media as well. So we've got a good handful of questions here. A lot of fun ones, probably half football, half not football. So yeah. It's going to be a fun episode. Going to be a fun episode, but we're going to roll into that with Dalton. Dalton, happy Wednesday evening to you. I've lost track of what day it is here.
Yeah, I stopped tracking days of the week a long time ago. If I'm on an asynchronous workout split, the day of the week does not matter to me whatsoever at this point. And so, yeah, is it Wednesday? I don't even pay attention.
You're going to come up with your own metric of time.
Yes, I am on my own metric of time.
did you watch The League on Fox back in the
yes.
day? It's like Taco Standard Time. It comes up with Taco Standard Time. You're going to have your own. You're going to have your own time zone.
Love Taco.
Although we need our own time zone just to sync up, just to come up with one number instead of saying 3 and 5 or midnight and 5 a.m.
Yeah. Night and five. Yeah, you're right.
So funny. But again, if you missed it this week, we went over Notre Dame offense and defense 2026 prospects, summer scouting. Some cool stuff up on the Substack. Dalton's always got stuff going down in his Patreon as well, NFL film wise.
Yeah, Ty Pennington film. Up now.
Who?
Ty Pennington, quarterback, Northern Arizona. Yeah, that's where I'm at right now.
All right.
I get suggestions and I put them in.
Ty Pennington, Northern Arizona. I love it. I love it. All right, so we decided to do a fun one. Half football, half not serious. Let's start off with a not serious one. This is from Jared Feinberg. This came from my Discord channel. Again, if you don't follow Jared does a lot of work on the Panthers and NFL draft stuff as well. He's been around the draft community for a long time. What is the best fast food chain appetizer, and why is it the Blooming Onion from Outback Steakhouse?
Well, it's not. So we can just start there. It's not. Listen, the Blooming Onion is one of the OGs.
I do love a good onion petal.
And it absolutely deserves recognition as one of the top appetizers. Mm-hmm. But when you give me the opportunity to get a triple dipper from Chili's, I mean, it doesn't get better than that. But if we want to go just with one appetizer, I would still go with the skillet queso from Chili's. Also, What about the Cheddar Bay biscuits?
I was going to bring it up. I was going to bring up the Red Lobster biscuits.
The Cheddar Bay biscuits are, I mean, between the Cheddar Bay biscuits and the queso, I think is right there for one and two. I say that I'm just to the point in my life now where I mostly avoid fried foods anyways.
Mm-hmm.
So like a Bloomin' Onion. If I'm going to waste fried calories, it's going to be on some damn good fried chicken or a fried Twinkie or a fried Oreo at the fair.
Yeah.
Like a Bloomin' Onion, awesome. But it's just, or calamari. Give me some fried calamari all day. But Bloomin' Onion, definitely up there. But for that reason, I have to disagree with Jared.
Yeah, so I'm a big fan of like the appetizer breads, like the Olive Garden breadsticks, the Red Lobster biscuits.
Well, I see that's Covert. That's Covert. That's not an appetizer.
Okay. Or even
they're not
like
appetizers. There's like because fair. If you're saying that, then it's the bread at Texas Roadhouse.
Texas Roadhouse, the apple butter. Yeah.
Disgusting. It's just so good. I could eat my weight in that.
Yeah. A sneaky bread appetizer, though, is Fazoli's breadsticks, just because they are just like drenched in salt and butter.
Yeah, I don't know what Fazoli's is. But...
Oh, it's like a fast food-ish Italian food. So like...
Interesting.
Yeah, it's not great quality.
Pasta to go.
Yeah, not great quality, but their breadsticks are something else. We used to do that when I was running track in high school. We would go to Fazoli's on like Wednesdays or whatever. They used to have a day where they had unlimited breadsticks, and we'd go that day after track practice. That was a solid first question here to get us going here. I appreciate JP Acosta, SB Nation's JP Acosta. He always drops the most ridiculous creative mailbag questions for us to cover here, and he's got another one this week, so shout out JP. What college football mascot? So I'm interpreting this not the logo itself, but it has to be a legitimate college football mascot, right? Like the in the Discord, people were talking about like, well, the Tulsa Golden Hurricane. Like Tulsa doesn't have a mascot; that's their logo. You know what I'm saying? So like, I feel like it's got to be a mascot. What college football mascot would make the best NFL draft prospect? I've got a good answer for this.
Who's the one that does the push-ups?
Cosmo the Cougar, BYU.
Is that Cosmo the Cougar?
Yeah. Cosmo the Cougar all day, dude. That's what I'm saying.
Be a good one. I am partial to the Sun Devil, though.
Sparky?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because like Cosmo the Cougar, you get into basketball season too, and he's doing some crazy freaking dunks off the trampolines and like.
Yeah, he's
almost
athlete.
A stunt double. Yeah, he's like a stunt.
Yeah, he's an athlete.
He's an Evel Knievel type. But the table push-ups is the most impressive. On the stack of tables,
those are dope.
Like going up and up and up. Yeah, like that's. It doesn't get better than that.
No, it doesn't. You're right.
The funniest ones, would be the funniest to see do a combine? I think Otto the Orange from Syracuse.
Oh, yeah.
The Stanford Tree. And then, what's the name of, he's got a name. I got to look it up. The Big Red Blob from Western Kentucky.
Sneaky good one? The Nittany Lion.
Ooh, that is a good one.
Dude, he's athletic as hell, too.
He is. Big Red. That's the Western Kentucky mascot that eats people.
Yeah.
Big Red Blob that eats people. That would be a fun one too. But I think I'm sticking Cosmo the Cougar. I think Cosmo the Cougar probably.
I'll go with Nittany Lion.
Okay. You know,
I'll change it up. We'll go with Cougars and Lions.
There we go. Bevo, you know, a literal Longhorn, a literal livestock.
A terrible three cone.
Yeah, that's true. Terrible three cone. All right, again, from my Discord. Again, you can get into the Discord by just being a free subscriber to the Daft on Draft Substack. Which one is most likely to happen in the 2026 NFL Draft? So we get a legitimate NFL Draft question here. One, Caleb Downs is a top 5 pick. Two, Jeremiah Love is a top 10 pick. Or three, 5 QBs are selected in round one. It's not three.
I hope it's not three.
So in order for it to be three, it would the stars would have to align like in 2024, where a bunch of old ass seniors took leaps in their final season of college football, because again, young guys don't have the incentive. And then like obviously Drake May and Caleb Williams, everybody knew from Jump Street.
Yeah, from day one.
Jane Daniels, fifth year. Bo Nix, fifth year. Michael Penix, sixth year? JJ McCarthy was a third year, so that one was not in the same, and he could have gone back, right? But even then was before like quarterbacks making $4 million, $5 million. Carson Beck is making $6 million to play college football this year.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's before that, even though it was 2 years ago. And I don't see the upper echelon of redshirt seniors, redshirt juniors, true seniors this year to like really make me think that we're going to see 5 quarterbacks taken out of the first round or even high end juniors. I think there are some high end juniors, but how many are going to take that like NFL ready leap? And it might be one, it might be two. I think 5 in the first round is very unlikely.
I agree. I think it's got to be number two.
Jeremiah Love is a top 10 pick.
Yeah, I think it's got to be Love being a top 10 pick because I can't see Downs being a top five selection playing safety.
Kyle Hamilton wasn't a top 10 pick. Yeah. Kyle Hamilton's the best safety we've seen in how long?
Yeah. No, I agree.
Yeah.
100%.
Jamal Adams is the last safety to go top five. Is Jamal Adams the last safety to go top 10?
I think so, yeah.
That was 2017. So yep. Nearing a decade since then. Yeah. I think Jeremiah Love going top 10 is most likely as well, because again, it seems like the pendulum of the NFL is swinging back that way, right? Teams are getting back to establishing it. Ashton Jeanty just went top five. Jeremiah Love is going to have, I think, not similar production, because Ashton Jeanty was literally a workhorse in a G4 program, right? And like Power 4 programs typically don't need workhorses like that because they have stallions all over the football field. So he's not going to have that kind of production, but I think he's going to have maybe a more explosive profile. Contact balance, not as good. We did the exercise. We said we wouldn't take him over Jeanty, but Jeanty went top five. He was sixth. He went sixth. So I think Jeremiah Love is most going top 10 is most likely. We'll see how likely that is still. Yeah. But I think Jeremiah Love going top 10 is most likely out of those three scenarios.
I think so too.
All right. We've
from
got
my Twitter.
Back-to-back questions from your fellow PFM alums. I guess they're still at PFN, but
they're still with the parent company.
Ollie's with College Football Network, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. First one's from Ian Cummings, though.
Yes. Yeah. This year's wide receiver class feels wide open, like more wide open than usual. I don't know if these guys are more wide open or not, Ian, but we'll get to that when we talk about them. Any guys that you're partial to right now? Have you watched many of these guys yet?
So I will say, of the handful that I have watched, I've yet to find a high-end top receiver in the class. And I think that's what's different about this. It seems less wide open because I think probably we're talking a lot more like a bigger cluster in the day two range. We're like 2024, we were talking about three receivers as like, these guys are certified dudes day one, and Marvin Harrison, Neighbors, and Odunes. And then Brian Thomas has turned out to be the best rookie so far out of that class too. And then Ladd McConkey's been like, so that's a nutty class.
Yeah.
This past class was Tet, Egbuka, Burden, probably Matthew Golden.
I think next year's class is probably going to end up being a lot like this year's class was.
You think so?
Yeah.
The only thing is, both Tet and Burden were talked about top 10 picks coming into the season. Burden, obviously, that didn't live up to it.
I mean, you might have one this year, right?
If there is one, I would lean Jordan Tyson.
Yeah.
Arizona State.
Yeah, I cut up his tape the other week, or this week. That dude can ball.
His issue is he can't stay on the freaking field.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I would be partial to Jordan Tyson right now, for sure.
Yeah, there's because another
we've talked about Carnell Tate on this podcast. We've talked about Jaden Greathouse on this podcast.
Yeah.
There's
another name I want to bring up. And he has caught my eye since day one.
Okay.
But it's never really come together, and that is Eugene Wilson III, Florida.
Okay. He didn't get a super high Blesto grade.
That dude can absolutely fly. Smaller guy, like 5'10", 180. But he is one of the fastest dudes on the field, no matter who else is on the field with him. Mm-hmm. But Florida just has kind of struggled to get him the ball.
Yeah. Yeah. They shouldn't this year as long as, again, Lagway can stay healthy.
Yeah.
Well, I think one more name that deserves a shout out, and I'm not going to talk much on him because I haven't watched him yet. I do know there are a lot of fans out there, and based off of his production as a sophomore, a true sophomore a year ago, Denzel Boston out at Washington, again, has an NFL father as well. So Denzel Boston at Washington, is getting a lot of love. And then I do like Eric Singleton, Georgia Tech to Auburn transfer. But he, what I like about Eric Singleton is what has caused me to miss on other receivers relative. Like Jerry Jeudy had a breakout year. Still don't know if Jerry Jeudy is a wide receiver one. But Elijah Moore, I love that of Ole Miss. He's kind of in that mold where they're like very electric, very sudden movers. But the play through contact, is that going to be an Achilles heel at the NFL level-ish kind of player? But he's electric. He's so fun to watch.
And let's see if Dane Key can take the next step.
Yeah. I love Dane Key as like a big slot slash third wide receiver in the room, but I do question the high end upside athletic, the athletic upside with Dane Key even too. But I do like Dane Key.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, if I'm picking one to be partial to, it's going to be Jordan Tyson right now.
Yeah, me too. All right. Also, easy high protein dinner meals for late in the day. I mean, how easy are we talking and what are we talking about for dinner?
Because when I think grilled chicken in the microwave and
yeah, because when I think late in the day, I mean, here's the thing. Like, do you have an air fryer? Like, because if you have an air fryer, you can do whatever the hell you want.
Throw some chicken nuggets in it. And, yeah.
I throw my chicken in the air fryer. It literally for like eight minutes. Like, I'll chop it up first into bites in 8 to 10 minutes and then have some lettuce. I pre-make cottage cheese ranch. So it's cottage cheese, ranch dressing powder, salt, pepper, and then I usually throw a little bit of hot sauce in there too, because I'm just a heat guy. I like the hot sauce with it too, but it's really, really, really good overall. And it's super high in protein as well. Mm-hmm. So you have that pre-made and you can portion that out. Yogurt bowls are always good. Yeah. And I know people are like, well, it's not really dinner, but like Greek yogurt, a pudding pack, a zero sugar pudding pack and fruit. Listen, y'all don't eat enough fruit. Y'all don't get enough fiber in your diets. Eat some damn raspberries, ladies and gentlemen. Other things, white fish is really easy as well. What I do is put some like onions or leeks on a pan, throw some black beans in there, maybe a little bit of rice. You know, it depends on what I have calorically for the day, but you can do whatever the hell you want. Throw it all in a pan, mix it all up, heat it all up in there, and then throw in a bouillon stock pot or just some like gravy stock or something like that to add a little bit of flavor to it. And then you throw, you know, you can throw some lettuce on the bottom of that as well if you want to, or not. You can just have that as the bottom and then you throw your fish or your chicken or your beef on top or your pork or whatever you want. But get yourself easy stuff. And then another one that's really quick but is a little bit more expensive is shrimp, because you can literally throw shrimp in a pan for 3 minutes and they're done. So
yeah. Two breakfast for dinner options. One takes a little bit of baking, but the prep is really easy. And the other one is very easy. I also bake that one cause I prep it in bulk, but so just get some freaking Kodiak pancakes, man. Just get some freaking Kodiak pancakes.
Also there's high protein, Eggo waffles now apparently too.
Okay. The Kodiak pancakes, mix up that batter. I use also Kroger brand's Carb Master. It's basically knockoff Fair Life, but it's cheaper. And I think the macros are actually better. It definitely doesn't taste as good as Fair Life, but, and use that as the milk to mix with the batter as well. So there's a little bit more stuff in there too. And then again, use some of that milk and PB Fit, make a little peanut butter chocolate drizzle on top of those pancakes.
One more really easy one. If you like peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, Ian, you can mix peanut butter powder with whey powder and just like if you do 15 grams of peanut butter powder, 15 grams of whey, you can mix all that up with 15, 20 grams of water as well. Mix that up and then throw whatever jam or whatever you want. You can even throw more than 15 grams in, you can make a big ass peanut butter sandwich. I've done it multiple times. It is delicious. I'll even add some like chocolate syrup, zero sugar chocolate syrup to the mix as well to make it even more chocolatey. And so, yeah, there's a bunch of different things that you can do for quick late night meals. And if you need
Instagram recipes, help, man, Instagram recipes.
If you need any help, Ian, I'm kind of an expert at this. So if you need ideas, just DM me and we'll talk.
Awesome. off to Ollie Hodgkinson. I got the little
favorite punter in the 2026 class. I'm going to answer this real quick. I'm going to punt this question.
What's boys don't watch punters.
What's one bad habit you have to kick her out of your life for bodybuilding success? Ooh,
I'm not.
One bad habit, I think. Drinking alcohol.
That's a good one.
I think it like for legitimate bodybuilding success, avoiding like liquid calories, especially when you're in a contest prep. But I think the big kicker out of the life for bodybuilding is not having a routine. Like you absolutely need some stability in your life. You need to be able to create that stability somehow, because if you are here, there, and everywhere, it's going to be nearly impossible for you to maximize your input when it comes to your ability to build muscle, your ability to get quality sleep, your ability to avoid oxidative stress. And so for that, like, I think having a schedule, a routine, and then honestly, just having good people around you makes it a whole lot easier.
I love it.
And then the best way to cook long snapper. The best way to cook snapper is the best way to cook any fish, in my opinion. It is over the grill, and then you put down, it's the way that the Portuguese do it, olive oil on the bottom. And it's just real simple seasonings. Salt, pepper, some garlic, some like green herby stuff. And that's it, man. Some really good olive oil can take you a long way.
I don't eat fish, so I don't got an answer for you there.
Yeah.
So.
The fish are anabolic, by the way. You want to ask Lane's question?
Yeah, this comes from Lane, who is a fellow writer at Browns Wire with me and is in the Discord channel. If football had a Space Jam-esque movie, who would be its LeBron?
I'm gonna have you answer first because I know.
Yeah. So it's gotta be, if this movie came out 15 years ago, it's easily Tom Brady, right? I think it's pretty easily Tom Brady. I think it's gotta be somebody who's really creative, like who is one really popular amongst the fan base. Has a very creative skill set, unique skill set, and is playing at like a GOAT level, like greatest of all. Because we're talking about MJ and LeBron, like two legitimate NBA GOATs. And there has never been anybody who has played the quarterback position, and it might be a very long time before we see somebody who plays the quarterback position like Lamar Jackson ever again. So I think. And he's already doing some acting stuff, too. Like, he's been in a TV series in the past calendar year. So I think if there was a football Space Jam-esque movie, we could even expand this question as well and pick out which five players would also get their talent sucked, their talent stolen. That would be fun, too. But I think LeBron, or I think Lamar Jackson would be the headliner.
I'm glad you answered that way, because that's exactly how I feel. Mm-hmm. That's exactly how I feel.
But let's do the other part. Do we just want to do present players or past and present players of? Let's do present. Like we could yeah. Let's do present players.
Yeah, let's
pick do five present. Players. Which sucks because like 2 years ago we could have chosen Aaron Donald. That would have been such an easy choice. Five players who would get their talent stolen by the Monstars as well. I guess four other players.
Miles Garrett,
100%, easy. Lane Johnson.
Derrick Henry. Trent Williams.
You're going
you Trent can do Lane Johnson Lane or Trent Williams, okay. one of the two.
I think one of those two is really solid.
Or maybe Tristan Wirfs, too.
Ooh, Tristan Wirfs, yeah.
He's younger. Athlete,
younger. I think Wirfs is a solid choice. So we got Garrett, we've got Wirfs, we've got, who's the second one we said?
Derrick Henry
at running back. Derrick Henry or Saquon?
Henry's bigger. Saquon's more athletic, but I think the Monstars would go for the size of Derrick Henry.
Okay, that's fine with me. We can go Derrick Henry. We probably need a wide receiver slash tight end, and then a corner or a defensive back slash linebacker.
I was going to go linebacker. I was just going to go Fred Warner.
Yeah, that's a solid one. Fred Warner. You could go Kyle Hamilton as well if you really wanted to. Who?
I would love to go Antoine. Wait, no. The Monstars had a really small guy. Antoine Winfield Jr.
Antoine Winfield Jr.
And then we need one more.
See, if we were talking about, like, if we were talking 10 years ago, 15 years ago, like Calvin Johnson Jr. would be the easy answer here for passing.
Yeah.
Brock Bowers.
No. Bowers is kind of small, man.
Yeah.
I think you just go J-Jets.
J-Jetta?
Or you go Jamar Chase, too.
Jamar Chase or J-Jetta. I think that's a pretty solid answer. Yeah. I can live with that.
Yeah.
Cool. I love it. Awesome. Last one here.
It's from me.
Best fast food breakfast item. We got to caveat this. Are we cutting or are we not cutting?
Oh, no, this is no, not at all.
Okay. Fast food breakfast item. Man, back in the day, the BK croissant witch sandwiches were phenomenal. I'm really partial to just like a donut and coffee, though, if I'm not cutting, like if I'm not caring about my caloric intake right now. So, like, just give me a freaking donut and a coffee.
A donut and a coffee is not a bad choice, but that's not really fast food to me.
Tim Hortons isn't fast food to you?
We don't really have Tim Hortons in PA, but
McDonald's has.
No, I'm thinking like McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's, okay. Yeah. Taco Bell, KFC. Mm-hmm. I personally think there's only one answer to this.
You go for it. I'll think about it for a little bit.
It's sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddle.
Okay.
It's every disgusting thing that you could ever enjoy in a fast food item. It's a soggy, like pancakey, bready thing with some fake ass cheese and a big old thing of sausage on it. And it is not good for you at all, except for your soul. It is delicious. And my favorite thing about them is that I can really only eat two of them before I feel like I'm going to die.
Mm-hmm.
Also, their hash browns are delicious.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So
good.
What makes this question also really hard, because if I'm honestly probably going to go with the McDonald's hotcakes, but you can't eat the hotcakes and drive at the same time.
Yes. Well, I mean, you can.
It's not really you can.
If you're good at it.
It's a really good game. With the syrup and the butter and having to cut it up into pieces, and there's just
with a plastic fork.
A plastic fork and a plastic knife. Man, my college buddies are coming into town this weekend. We have Juneteenth off, and then I took Friday off for an extended weekend. I might just try to talk them into going to McDonald's breakfast so I can have hotcakes just one time. At that point, why wouldn't I just go somewhere else to get pancakes? Never mind, we're not doing that. That's a solid question. That's a solid mailbag.
That is.
Yeah. Why don't you get us out of here, Dalton?
Let's get us out of here. You know, guys, I love you, and I love the mailbags. I love the Dafter Drafts. I love being able to interact with you guys. And doing that in Corey's Discord has been a lot of fun. You guys can come over to my Discord as well. You are always welcome. I love the couple of fitness stuff in here. Obviously, that is a big part of my life at this point. But listen, I am very much excited about this 2026 NFL draft class. I'm trying to get as much tape watching in as I can, you know, while I'm not actively recording other guys and cutting up tape for other guys. And I'm catching bits and pieces of these guys, but a lot of the guys I'm cutting up right now are no-namers. And I'm not getting my eyes on as many guys as I would like to. But we are going to get there over the summer. There's a lot coming up for me. So there might be a little bit of a break in my work schedule coming up, but we will see. how crazy everything gets. As always, guys, I love you. Bye.